It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate Austin filling in for me in that first segment there. We got lots to talk about today on the Adam Carriker Show. We're going to dispense with the typical intro to the show, all right, and get caught up on a few things. Again, appreciate Austin filling in, did a phenomenal job. Real quick, the Adam Carriker Show Hour 1 is brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. We've got a ton of clips. How many are there? Do you even know?
That's got to be four or five.
Four or five. And I'm not going to try to get through them all today. So either today or tomorrow. All right. We've got full Matt Rhule press conference to look back on. Dylan Raiola press conference to look back on. If you're listening to what Matt Rhule says, he kind of tells you what the strengths of the team are. And he doesn't outright say these are the areas where we need improved, like to where it's obvious. But if you listen to what he says, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, thank God, which gives us a shot at figuring it out, where they need to be improved on. Some things they need to improve on as a team as a whole. But a few other things before we dive into that. Also, well, we're going to get into that in due time. Nebraska volleyball defeats the Huskers alumni team in four sets. All right, Harper Murray led the way with 12 kills, while Ali Battenhorst stuffed the sheet with 13 kills for the alums. I love the way that that was phrased, stuffed the sheet. Now, the alums team, pretty cool. Again, you got Lindsey Krause, Ali Battenhorst, Lauren Stiverins. You got All-Americans, Olympians, Jordan Larson. Going into this versus the preseason number one team in the entire country. Going into this, it's obviously for fun, but there's competitive juices that are going to come out. Going into this, would you have predicted the current Huskers win or the alumni team wins? What would you have predicted?
I think I predicted that the current team wins, if only because I think it would be such a bad look that the alumni team would win that they would probably find a way to get the, you know.
Why?
I don't want to say manipulated.
Why would that look so bad? This isn't WWE. This isn't predetermined.
It's the number one team in the nation.
You got Olympians.
You want them to lose an exhibition before they
I didn't say I want to.
Well, I'm saying I think they
professionals, Olympians
into a hole if you're using wrestling terms.
Professionals, Olympians on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't do this before, but had you have predicted the current team to win, how many sets? Obviously we know, but what would you have thought beforehand? I wouldn't have thought a sweep.
No. I think pretty much how it went.
You would have said four, not five? You would have never mind. I'm not gonna say it. You would have said four, not five?
Well, I don't want to be the guy that says I would have said exactly what happened. So I don't really know. I mean, I might have said five.
I would have said five just out of respect for everybody involved. It's a fun match. They took a great group photo afterwards. It's all love and it's all fun. Bunch of former Huskers, current Huskers, obviously some of the best in the world at what they do. I just know how this goes. Competitive juices get flowing, even if there's love surrounding it. Love can be ingrained with competitive juices because I just imagine if we ever, like we talked about doing something similar with this at the Husker games, if that actually happened, competitive juices are going to get flowing, even though you love each other. But it was a lot of fun. Hopefully it's something they do each and every year. And hopefully guys like me don't make too big a deal out of it other than what it is. I enjoy stuff like this. And Emily Eamon, who we interviewed last year, all right, Big Ten volleyball and softball analyst. We actually talked to her about softball last year and then a little bit of volleyball. I want to bring her on again at some point this fall. She named her top returning players in the Big Ten for volleyball. I'm going to shock you, 0%, when Nebraska has more returning players on this top returning players list in the Big Ten than any other Big Ten team. Olivia Mock, Lainey Choboy, Rebecca Alec. Nebraska has 3. I'm trying to see if any other school even has. Wisconsin has 2. Nobody else has. Minnesota has 2. I was like, where's Minnesota? Wisconsin, Minnesota both have 2. Nebraska has 3. So when it comes to volleyball, preseason number 1, I mean, they look good so far. I've been in so many meetings. I've been in so many conversations with coaches and et cetera, GMs. Sometimes I feel like, nobody bats 1,000, but I feel like it's kind of easier for me sometimes to see what's being said versus what's being said versus what's easy to read and what's being said or what's not being said. If you just pay attention to DBK, she said she has high expectations for this team. It's like she's beaming, though. Like when I pay attention to her, it's like she's beaming. Like there's more that could be said beyond what she's already said. And I think there's very valid reasons for it. You got any final thoughts before we move on to the next topic from volleyball?
Oh, no, just an exciting season ahead. Of course, like you said, plenty of returning players to prop up. And again, you know, it's we almost expect to be top 5 every year, but to be preseason number 1 is obviously awesome for the new era. It's an exciting time. And I thought it was really cool. And we were talking with Austin about, you know, what other sports would work with that. And in the alumni match, they kind of tinkered with that idea with the Husker game. So you would say you would be fully competitive if they would have had you go flag football against the current team.
I would have. A lot of things would have had to gone differently for multiple reasons based on what actually happened at the Husker games. There's a little bit more in depth to that, and certain people will know what I'm talking about. Certain people won't, and that's okay. But it just comes out on me. Like, I'm playing a 4-player WWE wrestling game with, by the way, 3 of my daughters. Okay. And I talked about this previously on the show, how we're walking down the aisle at Target and one of my daughters is like, I hit you with a sledgehammer. The other girl's like, I hit you with a chair, and people are walking by with no context. Like, what are you talking? Like, what are you doing to your children? Because there's no context. Okay. They really love this game. Like, they will come track me down. Daddy, can we play the wrestling game? Especially my 8-year-old. She loves it the most. And I'm getting into it. Like, so we do the elimination chamber. So I'm always the first one in. I'm fairly decent at the game, so I need to be in the longest so my guy gets the most beat up, otherwise I'll tend to win. My 8-year-old pins me last night. I was pissed. I was hot. It's a video game with my 8-year-old daughter. Like, seriously, yeah. I can't help it, Jake.
Did you chuck the controller afterwards?
No, I did not. Because then I got to face the wife.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In other news, if you didn't know, now you know. Torrey Pittman, safety, Omaha, number 1 safety in the country, number 16 recruit in the entire country. Torrey Pittman is the highest ranked in-state recruit in Nebraska history, just committed to the Huskers. And if you look ahead, the 2027 recruiting class, we don't have a ton of guys, but you got Trey Taylor, who's going to be a 5-star quarterback if he isn't already. Torrey Pittman, 5-star. And we got the number 7 class in the entire country for 2027. Way too early to feel good about that, because there's a lot of more recruiting, keeping people on board recruiting, trying to convince other peoples to come on board who might be committed elsewhere between now and then. But what are your thoughts right here, right now, for that 2027 recruiting class?
Oh, absolutely huge. I mean, obviously, again, like you said, long ways to go in this. But still, I mean, you think about, especially when you compare it to the current class, right? The 2026 class, where I think there's 16 guys on 24/7 sports. Nebraska only has the 13th ranked guy in Jace Reynolds. Everybody else going, you know, to Iowa State or Northwestern, or Washington State, or Alabama with Jet Tamala. So, I think this was a big discussion about the approach from Matt Rhule and in-state recruits. And the other part of that is that Torrey Pittman kind of flies above that, right? He's a national. You drop him wherever you want in the country, and everybody's going to want to come and get him. Like you said, a 5-star. So whether...
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's an in-state recruit or not, you know, that kind of just helps in that conversation. But altogether, to get a five-star like that. Again, I think we throw that term around loosely and think, yeah, you need to get 4 and 5 stars. There's only like 25 or 35 stars in the country every year in Georgia and Alabama and, whoever else, Texas take maybe 15 of those guys. So it's really kind of spread out from there. So for Nebraska to get one really tells you that class gets rolling, and you have those two headliners at the top, pure recruiting. I mean, that class could be stellar.
You got to keep in mind, Nebraska is also in the final three. Okay. The top three or four for three other five-star recruits right now. So there may be more on the way. Onwards, potentially up to three. So it'd be a total of five. I don't know if we're going to get them all, but you never know. So I just looked up the 2026 class. We're 72nd in the country. Are ye concerned at all about this? Right in front of us is our good buddies at UCF, Colorado State, Tulane, Maryland, San Diego State, Cincinnati, who we'll see in about a week and a half, number 66, Boise, App State, UNLV, and then Kansas State at 62. We're back at 72. Are ye concerned at all about this?
Not majorly concerned. I'm interested to see obviously, I think that a lot of this approach is low in numbers, right? But, I mean, it could, and I think this probably helps. The 2027 class helps out a little bit. You can kind of talk your way into, not making that big of a deal, and I do. But, it kind of is what it is. You got to take, the good with the bad. This is not necessarily, that's not where I want Nebraska to be in general. Now, again, I think generally Nebraska recruits to a top 25, 30 class. So I'll be interested to see, one, how that kind of progresses throughout the year. I still don't think they're going to take a whole lot more. But the big one is the transfer portal class. If you combine that, and of course, we're going to have to see what that is. With this class, would that be, a combination of a top 30 type of class? And that's what I expect. So if that is not the case later in the year, then I will be a little bit more upset. But as of right now, it is what it is. And they're being very, I think when you combine the fact that they're not rated high with the fact that they overlooked a bunch of Nebraska, I don't want to say overlooked, but chose not to go after the Nebraska recruits as much in-state kids. That's where I think there's a little bit more of a, okay. So if you're recruiting nationally, why didn't you land something that's going to make your class, higher? But they've got some really good recruits in this class, so I don't want to downplay it completely.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. A lot of time between now, I almost said February, but between now and December, we'll see what happens. Right now, they have 12 current commits at this moment in time, so keep an eye on that. All right, Matt Rhule said he wants the black jerseys to be an annual thing for the Huskers, at least one game a year. He adds that players had been begging him for an alternate uniform. It's kind of the new thing, the new trend. It's one of those things where if you're older school like me, I just tend to be older school minded about certain things. And I said I like the more traditional uniforms. I'm not crazy about big, fancy uniforms or anything like that. And alternate uniforms tend to be a little bit more intricate. Okay, I went to my 10-year-old's team baseball meeting last night. Alternate uniforms were brought up. Just FYI. At a 10-year-old baseball meeting, and the 10-year-olds were all for it. They were all for the alternate uniforms. They love the idea. And they had three uniforms last year, which I all three thought looked good. Apparently the Navy ones were not so popular. Because the coach is like, well, we might get rid of one. As opposed to having four, that becomes a lot. And almost all the kids said Navy. Get rid of the Navy one, and we'll bring in this alternate. This upcoming generation just loves alternate uniforms. So Matt Rhule thinks this should be a thing, and players bring it up to him. Basically, he almost said like every day. So it's something that's like a big deal to them. So fine. I'm cool with adjusting to the times. There's a reason not everybody runs the wishbone offense and we have bathrooms indoors nowadays, okay? Not everything is better that comes along. There's a reason there's a hot trend and then it goes away. And 10 years later, nobody can remember it. So it's always hard to decipher between a shallow hot trend and something that should be here to stay. And if the alternate uniforms is a one-time-a-year, one-game-a-year thing, and it's important to the players and recruits, and they genuinely like it, okay, cool. I'll get on board. I'll get on board because if that's what the players want and it becomes what the university prioritizes, my priority personally is supporting the university and the players. So I can get on board with that. Would I personally choose it? No. Would I personally choose to support the university and what's best for the team? Yes. And so that's where I land on that. Let me ask you this. You got a smirk on your face. What are the comments rolling in?
Well, it's just funny because I could tell you're like trying to get to the point where it's like, it's okay. But I think if I ask you, what if they did this for three or four games instead of one.
One.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're off. You're out. What about two games?
Let's start with one. Easy.
Okay.
If your bedtime's, you know, 9, you don't go straight to midnight. You go 10, 11, then you try to get midnight. Let's start with one.
That's what the college football playoffs are doing. They're just saying, let's go to a billion.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. One topic at a time, Jake.
Okay, I'm just saying, there's different routes. I just thought it was hilarious that I could tell you're like talking to yourself into like, yeah, I can do this. But I knew if I said, all right, how about two games? No, absolutely not.
Let's start with one. All right. I do have another question for you and the fine folks at home. Remember the icy whites? It was like all white alternate uniforms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the black shirts influenced. These are just black, not necessarily black shirts, but black alternate uniforms. Okay, 2019. Which ones do you prefer? I personally, those are my, if we're going to pick alternate uniforms, I don't like it when you mix and match 1,000 different colors. Like, that's a little much for me, but I don't hate the all white alternate uniform, or the all black is going to be my personal preference for obvious reasons. Black shirts, throw the bones. Let's throw the bones on the side of the helmet if we're going to do it. Just me. If not, it's okay. I personally am going to lean more towards the all black uniforms. Now, if I'm playing and it's 3 o'clock and it's at the end of August, maybe I'd say all white, but I'm not playing and I just care about how it looks. But I want to know the fine folks at home. Let us know on the text line. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
General thoughts on alternate uniforms. Also, specifically, the all white, the icy whites, or the all blacks. What do you prefer? Jake, what say you before we head to break here?
I actually like the all white traditional uniforms that Nebraska has more than the alternates that they threw out there a couple years ago. And for that reason, I'd probably go with the all black because they don't, you know, there's not an alternate to that alternate, I suppose. But I did like the fact when they did honor the black shirts, you know, get the skull and crossbones on there. They're not doing that this year, which I'm fine with. I think I prefer that one a little bit more.
I wonder if the reason they didn't do it is something we talked about briefly on Friday. Because I remember the first time they did it in a game, and I was like, wait, offensive players should not be wearing anything related to black shirts. And in a game, you all obviously have to wear the same uniform, same helmet. So if you're doing something black shirts related, everybody has to wear it. It's not that big a deal. But I like putting the black shirt tradition front and center, but we're the only defense in the entire country with a nickname and a history and something like that, throwing the bones, black shirts. I wonder if that's why they went all black uniforms, but not necessarily put the bones on there.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
But I like what you're saying now is if you are on the black shirts, maybe get a helmet sticker just for that game.
Ooh.
Put on the back a smaller one.
I like a helmet sticker. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to cover the whole helmet.
No.
Because we've never done that, and that would look weird. But I do. I can get on board for one game a year. Don't push it. It's like when my kids get a yes to something they want, and then they ask for 3 or 4 more things. I'll look at them and go, just take the win and leave it. Don't push it. Just take the win and leave it. All right, when we come back, we want to know your thoughts on the alternate uniforms, also the icy whites versus the all blacks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.